Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to an extra innings edition of Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Got your host, James, here, and I am joined today by some amazing people. And does anybody feel that? That's baseball. It's right around the corner, everybody. We are so darn close to it. And we're going to really be setting it off today with Meet Your Rafters, a special edition of the program where we've got in with us today, Coach Ziggy. Because I'm not going to attempt that name without talking to you about it first, sir. I actually wanted to do this with you live on the air. So we'll do that in a second. Thanks for being here, Coach. How you doing?
Good. I'm good. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here, sir.
And I also want to introduce our intern with the Rafters, Ryan Williams, is with us as well. Ryan, thanks for being here, man.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate the time, you guys. Let's go ahead and maybe the most important question I'm going to ask today. Coach, how do I say your last name?
Ziglowski.
Yeah, ain't so bad. Easy. That's not so bad. Mine's Maloff.
Falls under Czechoslovakian because it's the Y.
Oh, okay. All right.
SKI would be Polish, so...
I'm a history nerd. I love that stuff. That's awesome. That's interesting. Thank you for sharing that. I am going to stick with Ziggy quite a bit, but you prefer that.
I'm good with Ziggy.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine you probably had to get used to that at a young age.
Ziglowski on the back of the jersey was a little heavy at a young age.
They use up a lot of letters on that one. Yeah. I imagine. You know, we'll talk with Ryan in a moment here, but Coach, I'm going to put you on the spot. I mean, talk to you first. We're going to get to know you here a little bit today. And one of my favorite questions to ask somebody when they first join us, a little bit of your origin story. Tell us a little bit about you, where you're from, and how you fell in love with baseball.
So I'm from California, Orange County, Garden Grove, born and raised, been there 43 years. Dad raised us as a single kid or as a single family since I was in kindergarten. Grew up on a baseball field. That's all I remember is day in, day out, Dad doing the fields, Dad waking up and taking us to tournaments. And so that's my background, you know, growing up was just a ball rat, you know.
Yeah.
Playing pickles and butts up against the wall, stuff like that. And so that's where I got my love for baseball.
I have a bit of a similar one. My father was a minor league hockey player. He was a boxer. And I don't remember falling in love with hockey or it being introduced to me. It just was a part of my life from such a young age. So it wasn't so much that you fell in love with baseball. You were born with baseball.
It's what we did. And then you didn't realize why he was doing what he did. It's, you know, it's raising a family's tough.
Yeah.
You know, to know the grind that he put in just so we can play, me and my brother. It was, as you get older, you see... and respect it.
Yeah, yeah. And I imagine it only strengthens your love for the game.
Oh, yeah.
And the connection with the game.
And that's the give back. You know, I think that's where my coaching style kind of takes over.
Right on.
Giving back all the time. You know, be a player's coach first, you know, over my self-worth, you know.
One of my next questions was going to be why baseball, but we've kind of answered that. We kind of got ahead of that one. So when it comes to that, why coaching? What made you want to decide to keep pursuing this and keep going in with following through in coaching?
Just opportunities, you know, giving opportunities to people, you know, having a knack, being, you know, I was always a team captain, so it was easy for me to teach. You know, I felt like I teached why I played the game. Mm-hmm. You know, so the transition was easy for me. And, you know, for me, I love recruiting. I love the aspect of offering something, you know, building something and building from ground zero. You know, me taking over this job is ground zero. You know, they've had a great program here, but it's my year one. You know, my year one starts my style, and my style's family, my style's community. My style is, you know, opportunity, you know, so... I'm blessed to be in a situation I'm in.
Every sport has its, you know, its advantages when it comes to these things and stuff. But for me, as somebody, I've joked with my dad my whole life. I've always cheated with sports. I love, you know, wins and losses and victories like anybody else. My home team, I'm a homer. You know, my team's winning. I'm losing my mind and all that. But it's the people. It's the stories. Like, I can't just look at a box score. I got to know the players. I got to know little bits and pieces about them and everything. And it only brings me more and more into the game. If it was just scores and wins and losses, I don't know how much I'd care about sports. It's that heart, that fellowship that you're touching on there that really brings you to the game. And I don't think there's a sport that does that like baseball.
I think the stats, you know, got a lot of people away from the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chasing stats. They don't go back to old school, which is eyeball. Mm-hmm. You know, does he pass the eyeball test? What do I see out of it? And, it, you know, what fits in somebody else's storyline may not be my storybook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what fits in my pictures that I want to put in there? And, you know, that's how coaches should go about things, because opportunities will be offered to different people.
When you were touching on a little bit already, your style of coaching, you're talking about family, fellowship, a lot of
passion, you know, fired up, be a team guy first, you know, your rhythm will come. You know, if you're in a struggle, find little small things, get to the yard early, you know, pick up a bucket, you know, let somebody who is hot, give them a pat on the back, you know, then yours will start coming.
Right on. When it comes to the ball play and all that, are you do you consider yourself a bit of an aggressive manager, somebody that wants the guys running those bases a lot?
Yeah. We got to go. Yeah. Like, especially the way the Northwoods was played last year in front of me. It's chasing the portal, the transfer portal for kids. Trying to make a team, sending them back with 17 stolen bases that are up 16-1. Baseball got lost in my eyes. But if you don't keep up, you're going to get left behind. Yeah, so we have to be aggressive this year. If guys are sitting on base more than 3-4 pitches, we got to go. That's got to be a style out here. It's not maybe my style, but you have to adapt.
Getting to know these players and some of the seeing some of the signings throughout the offseason and some of that, I can't help myself, and I'm looking at their stats and looking into them a little bit, and I feel like I noticed a theme, and maybe it's just with the modern player, but I feel like I've seen a lot of speed on this team, a lot of speed.
So my focus this year wasn't to bring in the huge Virginia, Kansas, huge schools that have the state-of-the-art programs, and they're coming into our one tunnel and stuff like that, to where I want to build my style. I don't want to be judged. And I think building lower bulldogs that are hungry, that are looking for a home, I think it's easier to build something from the beginning, because you build within. And that's the style of people I brought in here.
Telling you, man, you guys keep this in mind. You got a backup left fielder anytime you need it. I will play any amount of innings for this man right now. I just met you, and you already got me ready to run laps or anything, man. You're good. You're good. When it comes to the type of team you've been building, touching again on that a little bit, is there anything that we can expect from this team this year, as far as that, you know, the style of play or what you're expecting from this team this year?
Every bit of being part of our organization, that's grabbing an oar, that's signing, you know, autographs, that's being part of between the inning, you know, little skits that we do. That's what you guys can expect out of this team, is all these guys to be involved with you.
I know that we wanted to touch on a couple of more things and just a couple of quick questions for you, and then we'll let you guys get back to over at Winterfield and all the things you got going on, I'm sure. I know that one of the things, just talking our pregame a little bit, you mentioned early on that the camps and bringing those back and how much that means to you and your coaching staff. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, that's huge. You know, we've been grinding all year at schools that we're at. We're at, you know, been learning from some of these coaches that have been around the game with 800 wins under their belt. And these players are educated from that. You know, being able to teach the youth and touch, you know, get the community involved, you know, coming out to these camps. These guys can teach, but they get to learn as they teach as well, you know. So it's a little bit of coaching style I want to bring, you know, to allow these players to touch bases on what they learned all year and then have these kids enjoy their time.
Baseball and hockey in the last 15 years have done a really good job of trying to build their sports, going to areas that don't have ballparks or ice rinks and building them, truly, you know, trying to build the game, literally build the game. I talk with a coach, Paul, all the time about this, about the River Kings. With the rafters and with baseball, and it's such an established thing, I think that there is almost a tendency, and this is just human nature, to be like, well, that's good. You know, everybody knows baseball. It's loved and everything. But it's such a different thing from every different perspective, from every different player. And bringing in different minds, different players like yourself, or different coaches like yourself, you just don't know what these kids can learn, what spark they could have. Yep. And we all know the percentages of people from high school to college to make it to the pros. Yep. It gets smaller and smaller. But one thing we can guarantee no matter what is whatever they're going to do, they could use some confidence in it. Oh, they could use some people skills or just what it's like to work with others and so many of the things that sports give us at a young age.
That's the thing coming in here. Understand where your feet are. Like, mm-hmm. Enjoy it. Enjoy the process. Sit next to somebody that you don't know yet.
Yeah.
Like, meet somebody that could be your best friend. You know, I have 5 friends that I can name off right now, and they're all baseball friends.
Right.
And they're 20-plus year friends. So enjoy the process.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate that, Coach. Yeah. Thank you so much. I got one more for you before we wrap up and everything. But Ryan, I wanted to put you on the spot for a minute and talk to you a little bit because I'm always curious about for interns and what it's like. How are you enjoying so far your time with the Raptors?
I absolutely love it. This is my first week here. I've never been to Wisconsin before, but this is my second stint in the Northwoods. I worked for the team in Bismarck last year. Had a great experience out there. I'll kind of piggyback off what Ziggy said. Their culture and their style was a lot of the guys bringing in those Kansas guys, those Virginia guys. And I can definitely understand where there's things that can go wrong, especially in today's age with the portal, trying to get kids signed. And I love everything he's saying. We're bringing in some flashy guys here. I'm excited for the team. And also, I'd want to shout out Austin Thomas, radio broadcaster for the Raptors. I'm his right-hand guy. We got a great crew, a lot of experience there. Overall, enjoying the experience that we got. I'm excited for Monday.
Right on, man. And yeah, Austin's great. He came in the other day and we were talking with him and everything. He's got a golden voice. It's not fair that I got to talk with that kid talking at the same time. It's not right. He's great. He's going to be fun this season. And we're looking,
awesome.
We're looking forward to having you guys back and talking more about this. And the next time we do get together, Coach, I would like to talk a little more about scouting, the portal, those things. I'm fascinated by that stuff. And
it's changed the game completely. Mm-hmm. It's high schoolers are out of the question anymore. Mm-hmm. JUCO kids, why would you get one when you wait for a portal the next year and grab a D1 kid?
Yeah.
It's changed the game, not so much going forward, but I think maybe a step back.
Yeah.
Just from how the style's always been, but that's to...
Yeah, we'll get more into that sometime, though. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. One thing I wanted to wrap up with both of you guys about, and before we do that, Ryan, let's go ahead and remind everybody about opening day, what time to get down to Winter Field and all that.
Yes, sir. We got a packed house. Tickets are selling off. We have very few quantity left. First pitch, 6:35 against the Green Bay Rockers. Kicking off on Monday with 1,000 fans. We're doing a special giveaway. The mantra for this year is grab an oar. We're all in this together. We're giving away oars to 1,000 fans that enter Winter Field. And then to wrap things up, we got a fireworks show Monday. And for those that can't make it, we got a fireworks show on this Friday.
Fantastic. Nicely done. Nicely done, man. I wanted to ask both of you where the grab the oars, if you know where that came from and how you feel about that one, because I saw that early on with the press release of Coach here and got really excited. Like, that's good. Man, I wish I would have come up with that. That's a good one right there.
Riding that raft, you know, it's through rough waters or smooth sailing.
Yeah,
We're all rafters together in rafters country.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
We're all in this together.
Yep.
Fantastic. Before I let you go, I have to ask something that we usually ask every baseball fan. Do you have a favorite player, favorite team, anything you know we can also root for with you guys? Anything like that?
I'm a fan. I'm a baseball fan.
He's such a good coach.
It's not a team thing. It's not a personality. I'm a fan of baseball.
It's a great answer, man. And I believe you. I hear you. That's awesome. Yep. I appreciate that. Ryan, you got anybody, anything like that?
See, I grew up in Northern California, and I'm sad about what's happened with the A's out there. I'm a diehard Yankees fan, but I'm a big fan of baseball in general. That community is such a massive baseball town. But like you said, like we went to the High A game for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Such a great environment there. So I'm just a huge big baseball fan in general.
I got one of my oldest friends is from the Oakland area, and he's just devastated by that, by what's happening with the A's and all that and everything. That's another great conversation we could have sometime.
Absolutely.
I am a Southsider. I'm a White Sox fan, but so that doesn't really matter. It really doesn't. It doesn't mean anything anymore. But it is exciting that we got this team together. together, that everybody's down there, Winterfield. These last couple of days before the first pitch, before the beginning of a new season, what are you trying to put together for your team in these last couple of days, Coach? Is there anything, any last second things you're doing, or just kind of just
a roster? I got so many guys right now on playoff runs, which is a great thing. It's an opportunity that some don't get. So yeah. I just got to wait till guys start showing in to really kind of start locking in the system.
I admire coaching so much, and it comes from being really little and being around really good coaches and really good leaders and everything. But at this level, I don't know if I admired it any more than at this level with the amount of just spinning plates and different things that you have to do. I'm looking so forward to not only this year, but going forward, working with you. Yep. and building not only our relationship between our businesses and our station and you guys and all of that, but certainly making sure that the audience in the community gets to know you and every one of these players. We're looking forward to a really fun long summer. It's going to be great. And remember, everybody, every hit, every pitch, every win of Raptor baseball, right where it belongs here at WFHR, where it's been for 16 plus years. But we encourage you to get to the ballpark. We love you listening to us and everything, but the real action, the real fun is at Winterfield. Make sure to make plans. Stop by the studios here, pick up one of these pocket schedules, and make your plans, and we'll meet you at Winterfield. Be sure to grab your oar. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be back with more Playmakers for you on 105.5 WIRI.